This podcast is a part of the Newhoff Media Podcast Network.
Good morning and welcome to Community Connection. Today we are going to talk about Danville High School and a theater program that they have. I think I saw something on Facebook, so I contacted the Richies and I'm like, hey, let's learn more about what's going on with theater at Danville High School. And Katie and Jordan, I must say, I'm always blown away by the amount of theater and art venues, artistry venues that we have in our area. It's amazing. So thank you for taking part in that. And we'll just jump into the conversation and talk about what you do. So Katie, let's just start with you.
Absolutely. So I work for the Danville School District as a speech-language pathologist. And so I also am the assistant director of the theater department at Danville High School.
Mm-hmm. And Jordan?
Yeah, so I am the, I'm actually a teacher at Danville High School. I teach biology, but I am the head theater director of the department as well.
Mm-hmm. So how does a biology teacher become involved with theater? Tell me about that, Jordan.
I often get that kind of reaction. So it kind of stems from an interest in both, a real love for both. I grew up in theater. From a young age, I was always involved. And then as I kind of got into high school, I just found an interest for life sciences and biology, and I found myself kind of studying more into that, but never wanted to really let go of that theater aspect. And so I actually went off to college for my first 2 years on a theater scholarship. And then as I just transitioned further into education, kind of really honed in on biology and life sciences.
Well, it's all about creativity, right? Both sides of that.
Oh, absolutely.
Mm-hmm. And Katie, tell me about, how did you become involved with theater?
So I have, like Jordan, been doing theater for as long as I can remember. I was very involved in community theater back home. We're from Southern Illinois. And I have been choreographing shows. I was a speech and acting coach while I was in college. And so when we moved to Danville, that was something we were really set on getting involved in. And we started with DLO, made some connections at the high school, and positions were posted this last year, and so we took the opportunity, and we're really, really thankful to be given the opportunity to work with such amazing students that we have and the talent that we have at Danville High School Theater.
Mm-hmm. Let's go ahead and take our first break, and we'll come back and we'll talk about the show that's coming up really, really quickly. Catch Me If You Can. We'll be right back. Welcome back to Community Connection. Today we have Jordan and Katie Richie with us, and they are with the Danville High School Theater Program. They also do other things within the district, as you just learned the first part of the show. And they have a show that's happening like almost right now. Tell me about your show.
Absolutely. So we're doing the musical Catch Me If You Can. Many of people know it by a fabulous movie starring Tom Hanks and Leonardo DiCaprio, all about the true life, real life story of Frank Abagnale Jr., who spent a lot of his young life as a con man, forging off fake checks. And we get to witness kind of the life that he lives while doing it, as well as a cop working for the FBI who is trying to catch him and find him. So it's a really interesting story. It's a wild story, especially when you consider that it is true. We as the theater department are putting it on alongside the musical leaders, Jeff Thomas and Brian Schrader. And that will be tonight, tomorrow, and Saturday.
Okay. And so is it going to be actually at the theater at Danville High School?
Yeah. So it will be at Dick Van Dyke Auditorium at Danville High School, April 25th tonight, and tomorrow the 26th. It will be at 7 p.m. And then on Saturday, we're doing a little bit earlier for kind of a a matinee-ish, 5:30 p.m.
Okay, and how much are the tickets, Jordan?
Tickets are $12. It is general admission. They can be bought online in advance if people want to. We do have, if people see our posters around town, a QR code, but it can also be on our website, Danville High School, or excuse me, it is, make sure I get that correct. It is dhstheater.ludus.com. And so dhstheater.ludus.com, that's our website where tickets can be bought in advance. And again, they are $12, but they will be sales at the door, whether it's card or cash.
Okay. And Jordan, are you on Facebook as well?
We are on Facebook. We're on Facebook and we are on Instagram under, and Katie can speak more to this because she does a wonderful job at running it, under DHS Theater.
Yeah, our Facebook page is Danville High School Theater Department. And then our Instagram is at DHS118 Theater. We also have a TikTok that we sometimes post some funny videos of the shows we're doing or some behind the scenes sneak peeks. It's the same as Instagram at DHS118 Theater.
Mm-hmm. So a great opportunity to participate. Now, I didn't know that Catch Me If You Can was a or could be done as a musical. So tell me about that piece, Katie.
Yeah, so it is a super big, flashy, showy musical, just like Frank Abagnale Jr. would have liked it. There are some big group dance numbers. The opening number is called Live and Living Color, and it kind of shows us, you know, that Frank's in control, and he's being our TV guide through it, and lots of big dance numbers. The singing that we're seeing from the students, solos and ensemble. It's just so much fun. Again, it tells the story of Frank Abagnale Jr., but also highlights his family that some people may or may not know about, and kind of how he became the con man that he was, and what happens after he's caught. So it's super fun, has some emotional moments, but overall just a really, really great time with some music that's sure to be stuck in your head for a while.
Mm-hmm. So Katie, from the actual show, one of the things I remember, the stewardesses and them flying through. Do you have stewardesses in your production?
We sure do. There's a large ensemble number called Jet Set, in which all of the stewardesses and the pilots are featured. And so you get to see lots of fun dancing in that number. And Gavin Baugh, who plays Frank Abagnale Jr., he gives some just incredible vocal moments and acting moments during that song in particular. So yes, you will for sure see the stewardesses.
Okay, well, I think that was one of my favorite parts. I'm like, it was just so funny. And so I'm glad to see that's incorporated. About how many students do you have involved in the program, Jordan?
So we've been able to see some great building in the program this past year since taking it over. We are up to about, I'd say we're in the range of about 25 to 30 students, just really depending on, you know, where we are in the year. I'd say we are kind of in that consistency of 25 right now, you know, depending on, you know, students' very, very active lives. Sometimes they, you know, get taken from us a little bit because, you know, they're just doing amazing things elsewhere. But no matter, you know, what show we're doing, they're always just ready to help out and be involved in whatever capacity they want to be in. So even if we don't have a show that they were able to be in, they're just always willing to help, whether it be, you know, ushering or front of house concessions. They're always so excited and willing to be involved.
Mm-hmm. And Jordan, one of the things I always found is that if you keep teenagers busy, they're less likely to have time to be in trouble. So, you know, when you talk about them stretching their schedules, you're exactly right. You see kids that are involved in sports and theater, in different clubs at the school, different church activities, and, you know, their schedule can become quite full. But I think they have an amazing talent for making it all happen because, you know, you think about their time slots and their schedules. Teenagers are amazing at multitasking.
Absolutely. And, you know, a large majority of the kids that we do get also do a wonderful job in show choir as well. And, you know, for people in Danville that know show choir know how busy and taxing that can be on these kids. And, you know, we really come off the tail end of that. When show choir ends, we're already getting started with the musical. And so, you know, we kind of do that on purpose, not let them get a feeling for what rest is, because then maybe they'll like it a little too much. But, you know, it's definitely something that I commend them all for doing and being willing and happy to do for us. So,
yeah. And, you know, and most of them have part-time jobs as well. So let's throw that piece into it. So, you know, congratulations to them on their work ethic and to their parents, because, you know, a lot of times there's a strong parent behind that child helping navigate and drive here and there, or supporting whatever piece of it they need to with behind the scenes things and costuming and all of that.
Right.
Let's go ahead and take our last break. And when we come back, we'll talk more about the show. We'll be back in just a minute. Welcome back to the final segment of Community Connection this morning. Hey, what are you doing tonight? How about going to a show at the Danville High School Theater? They have the musical Catch Me If You Can tonight at 7. You can get tickets at the door. And so, Jordan, tell us what to expect. We come in there, what can we expect?
So when you come, again, you can, you know, buy tickets in advance or at the door. And when you come, you'll walk in and, you know, you might not see much at first. You know, the curtain will be down. You know, it might seem like, you know, not much is about to happen. But, you know, once that show starts and the curtain opens, I think people will really be surprised by what they get to see. You know, it's a large set. It's a large cast. And this show is just really overall larger than life. So it's something to really be excited about.
Mm-hmm. Katie, what's your favorite thing?
Honestly, I think that my favorite part of the show is towards the end of the show, Bella Norton, who plays Brenda, sings this incredibly beautiful, moving song called Fly, Fly Away. She's Frank's love interest in the show. And this is, you know, her saying her final goodbyes to Frank as he's fleeing yet again from Carl Hanratty, played by Dio White. And she, it's her vocals. She's a freshman in our program, and she sounds like a grown adult woman on that stage. And she just blows it away, knocks it out of the park every single time. So I just love watching her. Her emotions during that song, she really connects to it. So I would say that's probably my favorite part of the show.
Mm-hmm. Jordan, what's your favorite piece of the show?
Oh, goodness. I mean, I have to kind of go, you know, similar to what Katie's just mentioning, just the sheer talent that you see among these kids, you know, whether it goes from the leads down to, you know, the smallest.
I'm sorry, Jordan, can you repeat that? We kind of got lost.
I apologize. I have an intercom over me, but.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you're fine.
Okay. Yeah, we'll.
Yeah.
Yep, that happens sometimes when we're doing recordings. So no problem. I think our audience has kind of gotten used to that. So Katie, being able to help rebuild the theater program, what has that looked like?
Right. So initially it started with recruitment. When we first came into the theater program, I think that some of the kids thought that it was an either or thing. We either do show choir or we do theater. And really we wanted to instill in them that doing both of those things will help each other out. So show choir requires a lot of acting. So come do the fall play, get some ideas on how to act out a scene. But do show choir and then come the spring musical, your vocals and your dancing will soar through the musical. So I think that we really started with recruitment right off the bat. Our first show that we did together was The Diviners in the fall. Which is an incredibly moving story about a young boy in Indiana who touches the lives of everyone in the town. And we saw really, really great responses from audiences and, you know, saw that some audience members were willing to provide some financial support that we needed. And that was super great to see that we were able to get a response, some emotional responses and support that way. And so I think that really just going out into the community and trying to get involved. In the winter, we were able to produce a children's play of How the Grinch Stole Christmas, and also included the new book, How the Grinch Lost Christmas. And we took that to some of the elementary schools in the district. We took about 15 teenagers with us, loaded up our set and the kids on the bus. And we were able to kind of expose all of the kids in those schools to theater who may not get a chance to experience live theater. So really, we took this as a rebuilding year and have just been really trying to get as many kids involved, get as many community members involved as possible.
Mm-hmm. And of course, you know, there are costs involved with shows. Jordan, you want to talk about some of the costs that are involved with putting on productions?
Absolutely. Well, and, you know, anybody that, you know, knows theater knows how expensive theater is. And, you know, even with that, especially when it comes to putting on a show, I think, you know, it's easy to kind of understand, oh, those are really nice costumes. That's a really nice set. You know, I bet a lot of money went into that. When in, you know, a reality, there's a lot of money that goes into just acquiring the rights to do the show. So before, you know, you can even say that you're doing a show, you already have to put money down, you know, to license that show to be able to put it on. And so whether it be licensing and then getting into the expenses that costumes can be and set and supplies, and especially with, you know, I think everybody has felt the effects of inflation, especially if they've been trying to, you know, purchase lumber or any type of those supplies. It's a very expensive ordeal. And, you know, for us, we try not to settle at any means when it comes to giving these kids the best possible experience they can. And we absolutely budget. We absolutely look at ways or frugality, but at some point there's certain things that you just can't get around. And so this is a very expensive ordeal at times, but it's something that it provides these kids an educational experience that, you know, they may not have had otherwise, or, you know, an experience where they learn about something new and they become passionate about it and it becomes a potential career for them. And this isn't just something that we're trying to build just to put on shows, but we're really wanting to expand upon just productions and expose them and give them experiences to theater, whether it be a theater fest, which comes in January. It's the largest non-competitive high school theater festival in the nation that we were blessed to take them to this year and hope to continue to do, because they get audition opportunities there and more exposure to professional workshops, as well as our goal of next year taking some of these kids to New York and giving them more professional experiences in that way. And so we're really just trying to give these kids the absolute best experiences they can, so that, you know, by the end of the day, by the time they graduate, they know whether or not this is a path that they want to go down or not in their mm-hmm. career.
So Jordan, one of the shows that I love to watch is called Finding Your Roots, and you know, it's about celebrities and tracing their ancestry, that mm-hmm. type of thing. But almost every actor and actress and most of the singers talk about how they got started in theater as children, mm-hmm. but specifically in high school. They joined the high school theater club because this person had joined or that person had joined, mm-hmm. or they wanted to test the waters, and almost, you know, probably like 100% of the time, they got their starts in school theater.
Absolutely. And it really is about building a community. And so when you think about the expenses involved, you're trying to raise these funds, not just for a single kid or another kid. You have to be able to supply these needs for a community of people. And if you can't provide for the few, then that's not going to be able to continue to flourish and grow. And so we're really trying to, you know, get the means to where no matter who wants to be involved with us,
there's no reason that they can't. We're able to provide those opportunities no matter what. And so that's what we're really hoping to do. And we've been, you know, extremely excited about what we've been able to accomplish in this past year. But we just continue to have our sights on growth and expanding, you know, what we can do for these kids.
Mm-hmm. And Jordan, I had the Danville Public School Foundation on the other day. So I know the, you know, if people want that tax deductible donation opportunity, they certainly can do that. So, you know, they can do that or they can donate directly to the theater club. And and as you're saying, Jordan, I love how you're sharing your heart. You're not just trying to get people to come to the production, but you're trying to get people to understand the passion involved with it and how it shapes students. I mean, talk about, you know, one of the top fears in life is public speaking. Well, you get people in front of audiences singing, dancing, acting. You know, how much more does that build their character and prepare them for when they go out into life, even if that is acting or if that's becoming a CEO of a company?
Oh, absolutely. And it just makes you just all around, you know, a better human being. And it's so funny when, you know, as we were trying to start out this year and rebuild the program and try to grow our numbers, and you would talk to some kids who are involved in show choir or some other speech related things. And some of the comments you might get are, oh, well, I'm not a theater kid. Like, I can't really do that. And we're just like, no, you absolutely can, because in a sense, you are already doing it. You know, it's just putting it into some other kind of format and form. And so, you know, I think we've been blessed, kind of as you're saying, because those kids have that other experience with, you know, performance. It's already made our lives in ways so much easier when it comes to their understanding of, you know, a stage presence and, you know, their vocal talent and their dancing and all that. And a lot of that, you know, has to be given credit to, you know, Jeff Thomas and how he's been able to run the program and the families and how they've, you know, been able to give their support in the school and outside of the school. And so, yeah, absolutely. And so we are definitely, you know, just now we're already seeing that effect for how these kids are able to be involved in other programs. And so we're hoping that we can just be that little extra, you know, benefit for them once they do leave.
Definitely. So, Katie, we're almost out of time, but before we end, I want to talk about, you know, talk about donating and people, again, we've hit the topic pretty hard. Talk about that.
Right. So we have just rolled out our new, we have an individual donor program as well as a corporate sponsorship program. So we are currently looking for support for next year's season. We've already picked out our fall shows and are hoping that we can get our spring show settled soon. And so you can go to that dhstheater.ludis.com. And that will give you a tab at the top to click donate. And there's some different ranges ranging from $1 to $25, lots of different ranges to donate to become a partner with us as an individual level. And as in terms of the corporate sponsorships, we are looking to partner with some businesses who share the same vision of you know, providing a community and helping outreach to students who may or may not typically have the means to participate in activities like theater. And so you can email either Jordan or myself. So my email is Richey@Danville118.org. Jordan's is Richey@Danville118.org. And you can email us, you can become a sponsor. Again, some of those vary from, you can become a partner with us and get ads in the programs. You can become a title sponsor and sponsor one of our shows and be featured on our website. So there's lots of different options and all of those are laid out both on our Facebook page and in that Ludis website as well.
All right. Thank you so much for that. So Jordan, one more time, give the details for Catch Me If You Can.
Absolutely. So Catch Me If You Can is tonight, tomorrow, and Saturday. Tonight and tomorrow, it is at Make sure I get the details right for you because I do not want to get them wrong. 7 p.m. That's right. Sometimes it's 7:30. It's not 7:30. It is 7 p.m. Tonight and tomorrow and Saturday at 5:30 p.m. $12 general admission that you can get in advance on our Ludus website. Again, that you can find on Facebook or Instagram or at the door. We will accept cash or card.
Okay, thank you both so much. And audience, I hope you've enjoyed that. Great opportunity to support our school system and our youth. So try to get out to that. We'll be back in the morning. We're going to have some guests then. And yeah, have a good rest of your day.
You've been listening to the Newhoff Media Podcast Network. For more, visit newhoffmedia.com.